Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Mem He. Kuf Mem He, let's get back into it. Hope everyone had a wonderful Purim, and now let's go to Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis, about 6 lines up from the bottom. We'll start with Amar Rev Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It says Rev Yehuda, again a Talmud of Rav, a Talmud of Shmuel. Here he's talking in the name of Shmuel. Sochit Adam Eshkol Shalanavim Tocha Kedera Avalolu Tocha Ka'ara. Talking about the issue of schita, the issue of dash. We mentioned last week from the Mordechai and from other Balei Hatosos, there are two types of schita. There's the schita of libun, the schita where I squeeze something out as part of the laundering process. That is where I am squeezing out water from a beged, and in that way I am cleansing it. That's the first, one of the stages of the laundering process, like the modern laundering process. There is soaking and agitating and rinsing. Those are the three. Any one of those could be daraisa. So that is the dash of the schita of dash, which we are not talking about here. Here we're talking about the schita. That's the schita of libun. Here we're talking about the schita of dash. As we know, one is not allowed to squeeze a fruit on Shabbos. We discussed on 2 days ago's daf. Different categories of fruit. The three categories of fruit we have zeisim v'anavim. They are in the unique category, oil and wine. We'll get to today, but Hashem, again, what's the uniqueness of oil and wine? It comes up on today's daf. And then we have tutiv rimonim, other type of fruit that are sometimes squeezed, but not as much as the first category. And then we had Shar Ochlin, and we had the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan, etc. So Shmuel comes up now with a major heter. Shmuel says the only time when it is usher to squeeze liquids is where I am squeezing it either into an empty bowl or into other liquids. But if I'm squeezing it onto a solid, so then that is mutter. Even though I'm doing the exact same act. I'm squeezing a lemon. I'm squeezing it onto a salad, let's say. Still, that is mutter. Why? Let's see. So somebody could even squeeze grapes. Even the orisa category of fruit, one could squeeze it onto a kadera, which we assume is a solid. But not in terms of kara. Rashi's kadera is shel tavshil. Why is it mutter? Rashi's lashon is ve'ein zed derech prikaso. This is not the normal way of it separating. V'havi kamafrid ochel me'ochel. It's like you're separating food from food. The malacha of schita of dash is where I'm removing liquid from a solid. I'm taking milk out of an udder of a cow. That is liquid from a solid. I cause somebody to bleed. That's blood from a solid, from flesh. But here, because it's going straight to the ochel, it never gets the status of mashke, and therefore, it is not a problem. The malacha is only where I take mashke from ochel. Amar of Chizda, midive Rabbeinu Nilmad, says of Chizda, so you know what you see from Shmuel, cholev adam eiz l'tocha kadera, avalo l'tocha kara. You're allowed to milk a goat into a kadera, into a pot of food, but not into a kara, not into an empty bowl, not into even a liquid. Even into liquid is a problem. Alma ksavar mashka bala ochel ka ochel dam, because mashka that goes into ochel is itself considered ochel. Three ha'aris, I would say. Number one is, we'll start with the issue of two opposite points. On the one hand, even if I have in mind to put it onto a solid immediately after I put it into the bowl, I cannot first put it into the bowl and then onto the solid. Because at that very second, doesn't matter my kavana, at that very second, it gets the status of mashke, and therefore it is a problem. But the same works, says the Mishnah Berurah, the other way. If I am planning to put something into a liquid, but I first put it onto a solid just for a moment, and then I'm going to put it into the liquid, the Mishnah Berurah paskins lekula there as well. So let's say somebody wants to put lemon into their tea, but they can't squeeze lemon into their tea because that would be schita. I could do what I could do. The post can say, the Chayadam says, one could squeeze lemon onto a sugar cube and then put the sugar cube right into the liquid, even though it's going to get, become liquid in a second. But it doesn't matter. You could stop time. That's what the Chayadam discusses. The Mishavura quotes it. The Chayadam discusses it into the, Klal Yud Dalid Os Dalid, she quotes, the Shulchan Aruch, first of all, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that you ought to squeeze lemons, period. So the poskim mentioned that that was at a time when lemons were in category 3 of fruit. Nobody ever squeezed lemons. Bizman hazeh, we all squeeze lemons. They're at least in category 2. Right? There's lemon juice all over. So therefore, it is at least going to be aser dirabanan. But if one wants to squeeze it onto a piece of sugar cube, that would be mutter. Al kapanim yishli zarsha yischod mikodem al gabit sukar tavim kamashka abala ochel. That's what the Chai Adam says. But then he ends off saying, v'gam zet sarach iyun. But I'm not sure. Why wouldn't you be sure? The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chai Adam without those last four words. He doesn't quote v'gam zet sarach iyun. He just quotes the heter of the Chai Adam. What might be the problem? That's the Chazonish's problem. Maybe you only go l'chumra and not l'kula. Meaning, if you know you're about to put it into liquid in 5 seconds from now, maybe you don't consider that bashka bala ochel ka ochel dami. Maybe you would say that's a problem, as the Chazon Ish says in Simen Nun Vav. Lischot limon al sukar, v'lechol al sukar, vade mutter. If you want to eat the sugar, to put the sugar cube into your mouth, fine. Kedin lischot al ochlin. Avalem daito laseses al sukar, l'tocha mayim, nired deschita zu azura. That's not called ka'ochel. Kivan shedaito lamashke, chashiv mashke, kisha yotze kodem shenifla besukar. Still considered a problem. So he's not sure. But that could be the tzorach iyun of the Chai Adam. He's not 100% sure whether that would be okay. Good, just two other conditions that the Shulchan Aruch has. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yontif discusses this. If I have the liquid going onto a solid, number one, it has to be eaten with the solid. It can't just be, I'm squeezing it onto the solid, it's going to run off. And number two, it has to be not a game. For example, let's say I put a cookie into a pail, and then I milk a cow, and I fill up 10 pails of milk with a little cookie at the bottom. That's not called mashka balochal kochal dami. If there's so much more liquid, then that's not, you don't have the heter. It's only where, let's see, I'm going to squeeze a lemon onto lettuce, onto a salad. It's going to be absorbed somewhat into the salad. I'm going to eat it with the salad. That's okay. Squeezing a liquid squeezing a lemon into other liquid in order to make a dressing, that's a problem. But it has to be misaking the ochel somewhat and be part of the ochel and not the majority. The ochel has to be the majority. That's to absorb. So we say that onto lettuce, onto salad is okay. Most of it's not absorbed. Most of it's sitting on the lettuce. But as long as it's there to be misaki in the ochel. You don't say you're eating dressing with a lettuce as a base. Right? You're eating lettuce with dressing on it. So therefore one would be able to be makel in that regard. Okay. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Just one other hara, I'm sorry. Tosfos earlier, we had back in the 7th parak, Tosfos discussed what is the malacha of mefarik? What is the malacha of milking a cow? What is the malacha of mefarik that was discussed then? So if you remember, Tosfos on Daf Ayin Gimel had quoted a number of different opinions. We've mentioned a number of times the Rambam. The Rambam says mefarik is dush, like milking a cow. But Tosfos there quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Mefarik is chayv mishum memachik. You're smoothing out the udder. When you milk a cow, you're smoothing out the udder. That's what Rabbeinu Tam quoted. And Tosfos quotes our Gemara to disprove Rabbeinu Tam. If you say milking a cow is smoothing, so what difference does it make if you're doing it onto a liquid or a solid? Should it make a difference? The udder is smoothed either way. So that's how Tosfos, that's the raya that Tosfos brings to support Rashi, the Rambam. Lepir Shakudra, Zasi Shapir. Sorry, the previous line. Lepir Tam, Mali the Tocha Kedira, Mali the Tocha Ka'ara. What difference does it make? Lepir Shakudra, Zasi Shapir, to make Kara, Kishahaya Bedad in Chashiv Ochel. When it was in the udders, it was called Ochel. Ukshacholev, Latocha Kedira, Nami Avi Ochel. Velo Dami Ledosh, Shenish Tana. Right, that's why you have that heather. So that's a difficulty in Rabbi Natam. You gotta look at the Achronim, how he understands our Gemara. Good, so that is the statement of Shmuel, which we paskin like. Says the Gemara, Masav Rami Bar Chama, is that really true? That if you're squeezing something, if you are milking something onto a solid, it never gets the status of a mashke. What about the following Mishnah, Mesachas Taharos, Zav, what's Taharos about? Various in Yoni Tum of Atara, it's about Tumas Nevelas of Tahar, a couple of different topics. But this mission is about Azav. Azav, Shecholev, Esoez, HaChalav Tameh. If Azav is milking a cow, the Chalav, the milk that comes out, is Tameh. The milk that comes out is tummy. The Mishnah is not machalik whether you're milking a cow onto an empty pail, or maybe this not machalik, maybe this could also be including you're milking it onto a solid. But one second, if you're milking it onto a solid, so then it gets the status of an ochel. We know an ochel, in order for an ochel to become tamei, it first has to be mukhshar lekabel tumah. It has to become receptive, be able to become tamei, mukhshar lekabel tumah, and that is only when, A, it has the status of an ochel, when it is detached from the ground, and it comes in contact with one of the seven liquids. Listen in the last parak of Maseches Machshirin, Yad Shachat Dam, the seven liquids, Yain Dvash, Shachat Shem and Chalav Tal and Dam and Mayim. Right? The seven liquids. That's to become tame, it has to become wet with one of the seven liquids after it has become detached from its source. And also, by the way, just to mention it now, which will come up in a few lines, it has to be Lerotzon of the Bialim. The Bialim have to be happy that the moisture went onto the food. Liquid does not need to be Mukshal Kabal Toma. Right? If you have a liquid, if you have orange juice, assuming that's called a mashke, or let's say wine. Wine is for sure a mashke. That does not mean to be mukshal lekabel tumah. Right when wine becomes tame, it becomes tame. But any type of ochel needs to become hukshar lekabel tumah before it can become tame. So, ask the Gemara. This milk, the Mishnah is not assuming, not being machalik. So, Mistama, this is even going, talking about a case where the milk is going onto a solid, and it says that the zav makes it tame for 1 minute. When was it mukshar lekabel tumah? Where did it get wet? The e amrit mashke habala ochlen ochel dahu b'mayis kasher. Meaning, if you don't hold like Shmuel, if you say that though, right when it gets squeezed out, it's called a liquid, it's not called an ochel, then it doesn't need actual kabel tumah. And then the zav made a tameh. But if you say like Shmuel that it's called an ochel, if it goes onto an ochel, so then it needs hechsher lekabel tumah. Where's the hechsher in this case? Where did it get wet with one of the seven liquids? So answers the Gemara, Kita Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Like Rabbi Yochanan says elsewhere, B'tipo hamoluchlechas api adad. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a case where, about a human, right, a mother's milk. And he says that it became tummy in that case, whatever the case is, by the first drop of milk that comes out of when a woman is nursing, she uses that first drop of milk to kind of wet her nipple in order to be able to make it easier for the child, for the baby to nurse. So what he said there, similarly here, Hachanami b'tipa hamulukhlechas apiyadad. So to here, when you start milking a goat, so you take the first drop and kind of smear it on the udder in order for the milk to come out easier after that. So that drop of milk, you're happy that it came out. You smeared it on the udder. All the milk that comes out afterwards touches that milk that you smeared on the udder. There's the hechsher. So even if it's ochel, it is hukshar with that milk that was on the dad on the udder. Good. Masiv Ravina, let's try again. Another kasha on Shmuel. Tame mace. So now we're not talking about Zav. Tame mace. Tame mace. Same Mishnah. Shesachat zeisim va'anavim. A tame mace that's squeezing out grapes and olives. Kibetza michu venes. If the grapes and the olive are exactly the size of a beitza. No bigger. They're exactly the size of a beitza. So then tahar. So then that liquid that comes out is tahar. Why? Rashi quotes the Yesod. Rashi on the fourth line on top. One ochel cannot make another ochel tame unless the mitame, the attacking, the betame ochel is the size of a beitza. If it's not the size of a beitza, it cannot transfer tuma even if it itself is tame. So here in our case, if you have a grape that's the size of a beitza, the second that it's squeezed and some of the liquid comes out, now it is less than the size of a beitza. So how could the liquid that gets squeezed out become tame from the grape? The second that it tries to become tame, not it tries, but the second that it could be subject to becoming tame, it is less than the size of a beitza. So that's the first, that's the line of the Mishnah. So a tame mace that squeezes exactly the size of a beitza, zayis or grape, tar, hayotzer mikabeitza, but if it would be the bigger than a beitza, so therefore, as you're squeezing it out, the mitame element would still be big enough, tame. So then it would be tame. So now we have the same question. V'yamrit mashka bal ochel ochelu v'mayas kasher. Same thing. How would, if it's called an ochel, how would it be mukshal kabel tumah? Right? There's no such thing as a drop on the dot of the grape. No such thing of like that. So how would you say in that case? The Gemara says, okay, you're stuck. We would have to say the Mishnah is talking about a case where you are squeezing it into an empty bowl. if he'd be squeezing it onto food, you're right, it would not be mukhshar lekabel tumah in this regard. We should have discussed, why don't we give this answer the first time? Right, we'd rather not have to. We'd rather not make it ukimta in the Mishnah if we didn't have to. So we came up with an answer, so fine. But in the second case, we have no other answer, so therefore we are stuck. So Rabbi Yirmiya Kitanoi. So Rabbi Yirmiya says, maybe this issue of Shmuel is a machlokes tanoim. Whether squeezing onto ochel is called a problem. And it is called ochel, or it is still called mashke. So Kitanoi, a different Mishnah. This time, we switch Siddurim, back to Maseches Maaseros. Hamachlik ba'anavim, if somebody is making challah, it comes up. Sometimes when a woman makes challah, or for a man makes challah, so they smear the outside of the challah to kind of give it a golden feel, golden cover, make it shine. Right before, many people use eggs today. They take an egg white and they smear the covers. So let's say you use a grape juice to do that. Hamachlik ba'anavim. If I'm smearing the outside of challah in order to make it shiny. So is that machshir lekabel tumah? Is now the challah able to become tameh? Machshir lekabel tumah. So hamachlik ba'anavim lo hukshar. It's not hukshar. Even though you took grape juice and you wiped it on a challah. No, Tanakhama says it's not machshir lekabel tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hukshar. No, it is Hukshar lekabel tumah. So my labaka mifligi, what is this machlokas about? Right? You're squeezing. Let's say the case isn't where you squeeze the grape into a bowl, an empty bowl, and then you are taking that with a brush and putting it onto the challah. Maybe the case is where you directly squeeze the grape onto the challah. And Marsavar Mashka Bala Ochal Ochalu, Marsavar Lava Ochalu. So maybe that is goof of the machlokas in this Mishnah, Shmuel's issue, right? And Shmuel would hold like the one that says it is called ochel, and meaning like the Tanakama. So is that what they're arguing about? Says the Gemara, no, lav dafka. Amar Rav Papa, tekuli alma, could very well be mashka bal ochel, lav ochel hu. It could be that everybody argues with Shmuel, right? The girls on the side change it, maybe everybody agrees like Shmuel, either way. Right. Either way, maybe that's not the machlokas. The hacha b'mashka abo li'ibur kamiflagi. This is different. This isn't exactly like the case that you squeeze a lemon onto salad where you're going to eat it. Here, you just want to give it the shiny complexion, and then it's going to evaporate in the oven. So you don't have any kavana to use this. You just want it there for show a little bit, and then it's going to get ruined, and then it's going to evaporate. Rashi says it's going to or show avo v'sarfo. So that's one extra step removed. Right? And what you say about the regular squeezing onto a solid, that's different. So mar savar mashkehu, mar savar la mashkehu. That's the machlokas here, about mashke haba or holich li'ibud. That's different. Which itself is a very important issue when it comes to schita. Holich li'ibud, baby wipes. That's one of the major issues regarding using baby wipes on Shabbos. Is that schita sheholich li'ibud? Because you want it to go on the baby in order to clean the baby, but it's really going li'ibud. So that is a big discussion in the Children in Halacha. There's a 6-page footnote from Rav Scheinberg. Rav Asher Weiss in his new Tshuvas, the Chelek Allah, has 3 Tshuvas in a row where he matirs using baby wipes. Again, some poskim say, oh, the wetter ones are better, the drier ones are better, right, or whatever, well, one poskim. But again, there are many poskim that say it's okay as long as one does not squeeze down so hard. But what are the reasons for the heter? The main reason for the heter is that there's no absorption there at all. That the liquid on the baby wipe is on top. It's a certain type of material that it's not absorbed at all. It's just sitting on top of the baby wipes. Even when you wipe, there's nothing being absorbed. Number one. Number two, another tzad lo hakel is here, holich li'ibud. Right, you're not planning on using this. You are, right, it's going to waste. And whatever, even if you have schita holich li'ibud, right, the case where we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, where a woman has to express her milk because she's in pain. What do we say to do? Put some soap in the bottom and then express her milk. Well, it's holich li'ibud. That's not the malach of schita. So here, maybe also it's holich li'ibud. I'm squeezing it onto the dirtiness on a baby. That's holich li'ibud. Or derech lichluch is another reason. Right? Some malachas, you can't do a malach of derech lichluch if I'm wiping my hands because my hands are dirty. What, I'm being sovei on the napkins? So if it's disposable napkins, for sure not. So he said, lechadchila, why don't you use disposable napkins? But let's say I'm using a cloth napkin. I'm a very fancy and I want to use a cloth napkin. And I'm wiping my hands. So lechadchila, some poskim say, better not to. But what's the tzad lahakel? Then other poskim say, derech lichluch, you're just wiping. Right, after netilas yadayim, I'm wiping my hands on a towel. Right, we know there's an issa derabanan to saturate a beged on Shabbos. Gzeir Hashem Yischot. So am I saturating a beged by the 14th person to wash, rather bed the towel's pretty wet? Am I saturating a beged? We say, no, you're wiping. You're wiping, yes, first of all, even if it gets so saturated, you're not going to use it anymore. But even so, it's derech lichluch. See, here, that's another reason regarding the baby wipes. Either way, back to our Gemara, says Rav Papa, it could be that this machlokas is not connected to Shmuel, but rather it's about Mashke HaHolech Le Ibud. Where else do you have that also? Ubiplukta Tahani Tanoi. And it's related to the following machlokas, another machlokas. What do we have so far? We have the case of machlik ba'anavim, keep that in mind, and now we're going to another case of a braisa. Titania, Hamefatzeya Bezesim. Sometimes one squeezes a fruit to check the texture of the fruit. Sometimes you take a fruit out of the fridge and you squeeze it a little bit in order to make sure it's ready, it's ripe. So what if you're doing that with zeisim? Hamafatzeya bezeisim. If I'm squeezing olives via daimisovos and my hands are tamei, and as I'm squeezing some oil comes out of it, hukshar. That's okay. That's hukshar. Why? Because I'm happy with that oil that comes out. That's part of the squeezing to see how the texture is, to make it soft. I'm fine with that oil being squeezed out onto it, so that's machshir lekabel toma. L'softan b'melach, but what if it's just hard, and therefore I want to squeeze it a little bit to make it softer so that the salt, if I dip it in salt, the salt will be absorbed in the fruit. So I don't want the liquid to come out. I just want to make it softer. So lo hukshar, that's not hukshar. Because again, hechshir lekabel toma requires A, becoming wet after it's detached from the ground. B, it has to be l'ratzon b'ilim. Not case three. Leida im higiu zeisav limsogim lav. If I'm squeezing it because I want to know if the olives are ready to be harvested, so then that's the machlokas. Lo hukshar, Rabbi Yehuda Omar hukshar. That's the machlokas. So what is that machlokas? That liquid, I'm not using that liquid. I'm just squeezing it to see if it's ripe enough. So my lab hakamifliki to mar savar mashke hamolit ha'omed liibud mashkehu mar savar lab mashkehu. So that machlokas, says Rav Papa, that's the parallel machlokas of the case of machlik ba'anavim, not the case of Shmuel. It's an issue of holich liibud, not one that goes into an ochel. And I'm Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua. Rav Huna also adds on one more daya, arguing on Rav Papa now. Hani Tanoi, but Rav Papa, you argued on the first suggestion of the Gemara that it's connected to Shmuel, but I argue on you. I think you're half right. Hani Tanoi, this last machlokas about squeezing to see if it's ripe, b'mashka ha'omei li'ibud pligi. I understand that's about holich omei li'ibud. But v'hanach Tanoi, but that earlier machlokas about squeezing the grape juice onto the challah, that's not a case of holich li'ibud. You're squeezing that on. Why? You know it's going to evaporate, but one minute, you want it to be shiny. B'mashka ha'omei litzachzicho kamiflagi. The machlokas there is about a case where you're using liquid in order to shine something. That's another category. There's one category. So we have three cases. Shmuel's case, which we started off with, which we said, maybe there's no machlokas tanam about that. Shmuel's case is where you're squeezing something onto food and you want to eat the food. It gets the status of food fully. That's one extreme. The other, and that for sure, Shmuel says, is considered ochel. Then you have the other side, and that is where you're putting a liquid onto a solid item, but you have no intention of that staying there. You want it. The kavanah is to get it burned up. You're not going to use that at all. So that's the second case. And that, we said, possibly is the machlokas, holich li'ibud. But then we have, says Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua, a third case. Not exactly like the first two cases. You want it on there. You don't want it to totally get removed, but it's not really part of the food. Right, you're doing it for color. You're doing it for shininess. So that might have different rules, whether that's called l'ratzon or not. So those are the three types of cases that we have in terms of hechshir lekabel toma. Keep in mind, we mentioned a number of times in the past, is there a svara? There is a mitzvah daraisa. One of the 613 mitzvos listed, which, by the way, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we start the mitzvah shiur again. We take a two-day hiatus for Purim. But tomorrow we start Sefer Dvarim. Mitzvah Shir, we start Sefer Dvarim. That Be'ez Hashem starts tomorrow. But we had in the Mitzvah Shir, there's a mitzvah. The Rambam and the Chinuch count the inyan of Hechsher Tumah for Ochlin. That itself is a mitzvah. And the Chinuch says in Simin Mitzvah Kuf Samach, is there a Svara for Hechsher Lekabel Tumah? Ultimately, it's Gzeiras HaKasev. Why should food have to get wet before it becomes Tameh? before it's able to become tame. So, two deus, machlokas rishonim. Rashi uses the lashon, but the chinuch expands on it in Parsha Shmini that lundis, there's no shame ochel until the liquid gets wet. The processing is not finished. It's not considered gemar melacha until it gets wet. He says, "Af al pi she'amru shezeh gzeras hakasav hu yesh l'samcho ksas." Right? I want to explain. Well, even the previous line, "Eino nikra ochel le'inyan kabbalas tuma ad she'yakem min hakarka." Just like it's not called food until it's detached from the ground, we know it's not called a cucumber until you cut it. Until that is called part of the earth. Until you cut it, it's not called a cucumber, it's not called food. V'chein, ein kol ochel sheba olam nikra ochel lekabel tumah sheyavo olav mayim. So he says a beferish, it's not called ochel, why is that? So he says beautifully, maybe what one could say is, since most people, after they pick a fruit or a vegetable, they wash it off, they wouldn't eat it straight from the earth. So maybe that's why. That's the final step of the processing. Not just cutting it, but washing it, rinsing it. That's what he says. And that's why it's only Baratzon Bailim. That's the Sefer Chinuch. It doesn't get a shame Ochel until it gets wet. If you look in the Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban talks more in a Kabbalistic way. The Ramban says, in his commentary on the Torah, there are some type of spiritual pores that have to be open in the vegetables, in the food, and until it gets wet, those spiritual pores are not open. And even if it's dried afterwards, as long as it became wet once, that opens it. Something more Kabbalistic. Either way, that is an important Sefer HaChinuch. Explaining Rashi. Rashi has it in one line. Rashi and Shmini. It's not called Ein Nikra Ochel Ad Sheyachshu
B'mayim. The person that washes the fruit when it comes out of the ground, is that also by definition halakha
ibud? If a person washes the fruit.
He doesn't want the...
But you don't want the liquid on there? No, sometimes you like it. Do you already dry it? There's halakha about drying it because it's going to become... if your hands are tame, so that whole chal ibud, right? If you're saying that, that's the ultimate case, but that wouldn't be a normal case. In a chanami, it's a ha'ara. It's a ha'ara. How do you put in these three categories? Okay. There are, by the way, one other case, and I'll mention this quickly, one other case where we have an issue of ochel versus mashke. We mentioned this in a totally different context in the past. Right? We mentioned, in Yonat Yoma, Purim, and the chiyuv of shtia, kiddush for a minute. We know in the midst of Kiddush, one has to make Kiddush on a revius of wine and drink a rov revius. That's the shear. Make Kiddush on a revius and drink a rov revius. The big mystery, we mentioned in the past, is what about schnapps? How is it that sometimes people make Kiddush on schnapps when that's less than a revius? So, the most common answer quoted is the shita of the Taz. The Taz says nothing about Hilchas Kiddush. The Taz speaks in Hilchas Bracha Achrona. Even though usually you need a revius in order to say a bracha achrona, the Taz says, because schnapps is usually drunk, unless that's the normal amount to drink, so therefore says the Taz, you can make a bracha achrona even on less than a revius of schnapps. That's what the Taz says. Even so, and then they say, oh, if the Taz says it by bracha achrona, so too by kiddush it could work. Wonderful. The arguments on the Taz are, number one, we don't pass it like the Taz even in Hilchos Bracha Achrona, the Magen Avraham argues. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Step one. Step two, even if you want to say by Bracha Achrona, who says that would work by Kiddush? So that's why L'chadchila one should not rely on this. One should be Yotzeh with someone else. Let somebody else make Kiddush on a full cup of wine, and then one could have the lesser of a shear. But a totally different svara to defend the minog, we mentioned in the past, is from the Kasha Klover, from the Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi, Tzvi Frumer, Hashem Yikom Damo, where he says, in Aleph Chav Gimel, maybe the heter is that schnapps does not have the status of mashke. It has the status of an ochel. It's not one of the seven liquids. And therefore, there's no shear for revius. But shear for revius is only when you make kiddush on mashke. But if it's called an ochel, so then you don't have that requirement. That's his heter. Rav Chaim Yivalajin, Rav Shechter quotes in Eretz Hasvi, Rav Chaim Yivalajin says, that's such an amazing answer, it ruins what you're trying to do. You can't make kiddush on an ochel. You want to say that, oh, it doesn't have that shear because it's an ochel. So, what, you can make kiddush on soup? Right, soup is also somewhat liquidy. You can't make kiddush on on liquid. It has to be what Rav Schechter called a beverage. But it's according to Rav Chaim Yevalazer, it has to be something that you drink litzima'on. Something you drink. So he had such an amazing answer that you don't need the shiurim of Revius because it's not a liquid, so you can't make kiddush on it. Right, you could either go the challah route. You could do the challah route if you don't have wine. But besides that, you have to use wine or grape juice or chamar medina, some type of drink. So this is such a great answer that it got ruined. Anyway, but that's another place where we see the it's in Ikvei Atzon, not in Eretz Tzvi. That's where he has it. He quotes Rav Chaim Yevalazer, "Shetama mashenol garbe lekadesh al kosher yayin," and he heard that it's like he says, "V'havali lo zekem kadesh al marak." That's what he discusses. Either way, that's another place where we see the difference between mashke and ochel, besides for Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Sochet Adam Eshkol Shonavim Lotocha Kedera, Velo Lotocha Ka'ara. Right, that was Shmuel's statement. Now this was in the name of Rav. Earlier it was the name of Shmuel, that was in the name of Rav, and then we add on Vidag Litziro, and one is also allowed to squeeze fish brine out of a fish, Afilo Tocha Ka'ara. Even into a Ka'ara, that is not a problem. Why? So you might have said what we had earlier in this Masechta, Ein Disha Ela B'Gedulei Karka. And fish, remember we had the Gemara about the Tcheles and about the Chilazon, right, and the Ayins, Ayin Hay or so. But the Rashi here has a different shot, which we'll get back to. Let's just do Rashi's lines. This is a very important line in Rashi. Why? Well, we'll get to, it even says it a little more explicitly later. But Rashi here says, Lav Mashkehu Ela Ochlin. Fish brine is called Ochel. Right, and therefore, it's not called liquid from solid. Okay. Keep that in mind. Yosef Rav Dimi v'karmel Allah Hashmaitza. Rav Dimi said this again in the name of Rav. Armalei Abayler Rav Dimi atun mishmei de Rav masnisun v'lo kasher lechu. You said it in the name of Rav, and therefore you don't have any problems. Anan mishmei de Shmuel masnisun law. We said it in the name of Shmuel v'kasherlon, and therefore, because we our mesorah is that Shmuel gave shir about this, we have the following problem. Mi armar Shmuel daglet siro afilu tocha ka'ara. Does Shmuel say squeezing out fish brine is mutter? Because it's ochel and ochel, v'yayidmar. But we learned, kvashim, shesachtan, if somebody has pickled vegetables, kavush, pickled vegetables, shesachtan, and I squeezed out because I want to get out, it's too pickly for me. I want to get out some of the pickle juice. Avarav, why am I squeezing it? Lugufan mutter. If I'm squeezing it out because it's too pickly for me, I don't want the liquid at all. The liquid is holically, but that's mutter. Lemeimei, and if I want to drink the pickle juice, pater avalasa, that's an issa d'rabanan. Vishlakos are, what if somebody had made chicken soup, and you get a piece of zucchini from the chicken soup, and it's very waterlogged, and you want to get out some of the liquid from the zucchini before you eat it. That's shlakos. Bein lugufan, bein lemeimei mutter. That for sure is mutter. That for sure, even lemeimeyan, even if you want to drink some of the zucchini soup juice that came from inside, that's mutter. That's even lemeimeyan is mutter. We'll see why soon. But that is Rav. Ushmuel Amar? No, no difference. Echad kvashim echad shlachos. Lugufan mutter le meman padre aval asar. Meman, or if you're doing it for the liquid, it's always asar. So look, Shmuel holds that if you do it for the liquid, it is asar. So Douglet Zero shouldn't be any different than these cases. Fish brine should be similar to these cases of pickled items. And here you see Shmuel holds as asar drabanan. And earlier we said he holds that it's mutter. So Amalei, Rav Dimi responded, I think it was Rav Dimi, Hoyelo Kim! It's a lashon of an oath. Einai ro v'lo zar, meaning I have the mesorah. Mipumei d'Rabbi Yirmiyah Shemiyali. I heard it from Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah mirab zera. Rabbi zera mirab chia bar rashi. Rabbi chia bar rashi mirav. Meaning it's from Rav. It's not from Shmuel. Your mesorah is wrong. It's not from Shmuel, and therefore it is not a problem because Shmuel never said it. And Shmuel holds that it is also d'rabbanan, not like Rav. Rav is the only one that said the previous case that Douglas Zero is mutter. Good. So what's the svara? Why they're heterim here? You're squeezing something out. You're not allowed to squeeze fruit on Shabbos. Why would I be allowed to squeeze zucchini? Let me give you another example. What if somebody has a very oily piece of potato kugel? And you want to squeeze out some of the oil from the potato kugel. It's Shabbos Chanukah. You're having an oily latke. You're allowed to squeeze out the oil from the latke. Sounds like from this Gemara that it's okay. Right? Because if you're not doing it lemeimeihen, right? You're doing it legufan. You just want to get rid of some of the oil. So why is that mutter? So Rashi says in the deeper Maschil Patur, She'ein ze mefarik, She'ein amashke aze yotzei min akvashim shelo gadal besochan. There are three words of Rashi. This is not something that's naturally inside this item. Schita, the malacha of dash, is only when I squeeze something out of its natural habitat, the natural place where it came from. But if it's something that is external, it came in, so then Mamela has no issue of squeezing it out. That is Shitas Rashi. But other Rishonim argue on Rashi. Why? They say there are many cases of schita that it's not natural. For example, what did we just have yesterday, 2 days ago? Putting the shmata into the chavis, into the barrel with wine. And I'm worried about schita there. Why? Because as I squeeze it in, the wine's going to come out of the towel. It didn't grow in the towel. It's not naturally in the towel. So why is that mutter? That's why Tosas argues on Rashi and the Ritva argues on Rashi. And they all say, Rav must hold l'shitaso. Second to bottom line that we're going to get to in a couple of minutes, that on a Daraisa level, it's only by olives and grapes. That it must be Rav l'shitaso, even though the Gemara does not connect it. That's the only reason that Kvashim and Shlokos are mutter, because it's Rav l'shitaso. But if you look in other, but Rashi doesn't seem, the Gemara doesn't seem to say that. So Sfas Emes gives the Pashan answer. Sfas Emes says, no, come on. How could you compare rags and fruit and vegetables? When does Rashi say that it's mutter because it didn't grow inside of it? That's by fruits and vegetables. There, that's something very foreign. So it has certain natural juices, and then something foreign comes in, then that's not going to be schita. But a rag is meant to be filled up with stuff. There's no natural liquids in a rag. That's a different type of schita. Schita of a natural, of a, something that grows, of a fruit or a vegetable, is not going to have the same rules as a shmata. So Pashas, that's what the Rashi would answer, and you don't have to come on to what other Rishonim say. Another suggestion, not like Rashi, but the other Rishonim don't say this, but the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Rashi Zalman says this in one place, that maybe the answer is once liquid comes from outside to go inside, it becomes ochel, it's not mashke anymore. It's not mashke, so even when it gets squeezed out, it's still ochel, it's ochel me ochel, like we had earlier. And therefore, that will be another svara lahakel in this case. But according to this, Pashas, it would be as long as you're squeezing out the oil just to get the oil out, not because, and you want to have, you don't want to have so much oil here, not because you want what's squeezed out, Pashas, would be mutter.
Is it better or worse if you squeeze it onto a napkin?
Sorry, so onto a napkin, it would be better, because then it never gets the status, it's totally absorbed. Onto a napkin would be better than if you put a napkin under it, sure, it would be good. Okay, Viter says the Gemara Gufa. So let's talk about this more. Kvashim Shishachtan. First we quote, Amar Rav Lagufan Mutter, Lememeyan Padre Avalasar. Ushlakos bin Lagufan bin Lememeyan Mutter. That was a sheet of Rav we had. Ushmuel Amar Echazev Echazev. Shmuel does not make a difference between pickled and cooked. Lagufan Mutter, Lememeyan Padre Avalasar. Here we have a third opinion though. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Echa Kvashim Echashlakos, Lagufan Mutter, Lememeyan Chayev Chatas. Wow. Rabbi Yochanan says it's an Issa Daraisa. So, Meisve, we have a brisa that seems to be against everybody. Sochtan kvashim b'shabes l'tzarach ha-shabes, avalola motzi shabes. I'm allowed to squeeze out the pickled items for Shabbos, to enjoy on Shabbos, but not for motzi Shabbos. V'zeisim v'anovim lo yischot v'msochet chayev chatas. And if I squeezed out an olive or a grape, then it's an isidaraisa. So, kashal Rav, kashal Shmuel, kashal Rabbi Yochanan, it's kashal on all of them. Because they said it's mutter. It's mutter, and it's amachalik between meimehen and gufan. So, kasha on everybody. So the Gemara just says simply, each one, it's a chisurei mechsura, each one will add in words to make it fit according to their shita. Rav mataris l'taymei, Shmuel mataris l'taymei, Rabbi Yochanan mataris l'taymei, each will fit it in. Rav mataris l'taymei, shochtin kvashim b'shabes l'tzarech ha-shabes, avalola mosi shabes, that's what it said, ba'med v'ramamurim l'gufan. This is only where you're doing it for the item to make it less oily. Avala mimeyan patra avalasar. That's what he would say about the first case. Vishlakos, being the gufam and the memeyam mutter. Vizesim ha'navim lo yischavim sochtim chayiv chatas. So Rav fits it into his shita. Shmuel mataris the taimei, sochtim kvashim b'shabbat l'tzorach ha'shabbat, hu adin l'shlakos. Shmuel makes no difference between pickled and cooked. Ba'medvar ma'murim l'gufan, avalim ein padra avalasar. Vizesim ha'navim lo yischavim sochtim chayiv chatas. So Shmuel works it out. V'rabbi Yochanan mataris the taimei, sochtim kvashim l'tzorach ha'shabbat avol l'mozei shabbat. Echad kvashim echad shlakos. There's no difference. Ba'medvar ma'murim l'gufan, avalim ein lo yischot. V'yimsachat, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you did, na'ase kimi, shitsachat zeisam anavim, v'chayiv chatas. Good, so each shita works out the brisa according to their respective opinion. Wonderful. Good. Amrav chiyabar ashiyam arav, dvar Torah, eino chayiv el aldrisa zeisam anavim bilvad. Boom. Mida oraisa, squeezing fruit on Shabbos. grapes and olives are the only one that is daraisa, right? We had this 2 days ago. First off in the parak, kufem gimel on the base. Why is that? So we discussed that then, but mention it again now. Why is that? Rashi, bottom Rashi. Rashi says, lav or chayu bahachi. Because only what's considered most natural, most derech, olives, oil, and wine. That's what most people squeeze. That's the most derech. Right? It's the biggest derech, and that's why that's daraisa. If you take Rashi literally, then you have a question whether that could ever change over time. What about Bisman Azeh, where many, many oranges are squeezed? Many, many lemons are squeezed. So could this change over time? Could there be any other fruit that could come into the world of daraisa? So that's an open question. Open question, whether you take Rashi literally. Right? We had a Rashi like this earlier. The Flamites, remember? Rashi spoke about there's no Isra Bishul Bechama on Shabbos because Lavar Chai Bahaki, people don't cook in the sun. What if there came a time when people would cook using solar energy? Would that be a Daraisa? So we had the discussion then too. Microwaves, we spoke about then. But here, this is Shitas Rashi. The Gaonim, quoted in here in the Osar Gaonim and elsewhere, give a different shot. They say, no. No, it's not because of Ur Chai. You know why it's because? Because these are the only two that are out of the seven liquids that are called. There are only seven liquids halachically in halacha. Yad Shachatam, as we mentioned earlier. Only two of them come from a fruit, right? Wine and oil, right? So that's why those two have special status in the Daraisa world. Okay. V'chetani d'bei menashe. Tzvar Torah eno chayev ela al drizas zesam anavim bilvad. Daraisa is only by squeezing olives and grapes. And this has nothing to do with us, but when Tzvei Menashe made the statement, he also added on the following. The Ein Eid Mipi Eid Kasher, Ela Le'edas Isha Bovad. An Eid Mipi Eid, meaning usually Eid has to give a testimony in court. But if Reuven says, Shimon told me, that's usually no good, except for Eidus Isha. Eidus Isha, we have certain leniencies that we don't have elsewhere. Very important Rashi on the top line. We don't have time to go into it so much now. Rashi quotes, Mishumi Guna, because we don't want the woman to be stuck. V'kaldim Mekadesh Aydaita Drabanan Mekadesh. And anyone gets married in the first place, does it Aldas Drabanan? V'yafkue Rabanan L'kedushin Minei. And the Rabbanan have the power to uproot their Kedushin. Why did Rashi have to add that in? That's a good question. Again, that's a major topic. But why did Rashi have to add that in? Rashi quotes, lay this Isha. If you look elsewhere, the Pasha is, why do we rely on lesser, why do we have lesser standards by Eidus Isha? Many other sources. Look at the last Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. The Rambam says, Daiku Mintsava. Gemara Yevamos talks about this, because a woman is going to be super duper careful with the research that she does before she gets remarried. And because we can trust that she will be super duper careful, that is why we can rely on lesser testimonies. Rashi doesn't say a word about that. So is Rashi saying something different? Is Rashi just adding on? Is this a Havamina in Rashi? Again, but this is it's an amazing topic, but not for now. It's an important Rashi, though, to remember for those sugis. Iboy lahu, Eidus Eidus Bechor Mahu, is Eidus Isha the only one? What about for Eidus Bechor? A Kohen is not allowed to be believed that he put a mum on a Bechor, because they were chashud. They want to have the Bechor for themselves, not to bring it as a carbon. But what if somebody testifies, Eid that this got a mum by itself? So Mahu, Rav Ami Aser, Rav Asi Shari, Amalei Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Vatana Dvei Menashe, Ein Eid Mipi Eid Kasher, El Eidus Isha Bovad. How could you say it works? Eidus Isha is the only one. No, Eima Le'edus Sheha Isha Ksheira La Bilvad. No, it's okay, we'll trust Eid Mipi Eid in any case where a woman would be allowed to. And a woman is trusted for Eidus Bechor, because that's not real Eidus. It's not giving testimony in court. That's more of a Gilui Milsa. And therefore, we could say that Bechor also is okay. Rav Yemar Achshir Eimi Piyed LeBechor, he allowed it. Kari Alei Mereimar, Yemar Shari Bukhra. Right? Mereimar called him, oh, Yemar, the one who allows the Bechor. Vilchza Eimi Piyed Kashir LeBechor. Boy, that's what we paskin. Period. Chalos Dvash. Back in the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek. Right? We had Rav Yehuda said that as long as the Chalos Dvash start oozing from Erev Shabbos, Rebbe Eliezer says it is mutter. The Tanakhama said aser. Rebbe Eliezer said mutter. So Kiyazer Rav Oshia Minar Da Asav Aisi Masdisa Biyada. He brought the following brisa. Zaysim Anavim Shuriska Meir of Shabbos Yosem Yasman Asurin. Rebbe Eliezer Rebbe Shimon Matirin. Same issue, but not about honeycombs, but about olives and grapes that started oozing before Shabbos. Same machlokas. Amar of Yosef Gavra Yaseir Asav Ashminan. So what's the chiddush? Well, you added on Rebbe Shimon. The Mishnah only had Rebbe Eliezer Matir. You added on Rebbe Shimon also as Matir. Amalei Abaya, no, tuba kamash molan. There's a big chiddush. Deimi masnisa and hava mina. I would have thought hasam hu demekar ochla v'ubasof ochla. By honeycombs, that's why it's mutter. Because even honey is considered a solid. Aval hacha demekar ochla v'ubasof mashke emalo. But here, where it starts off as an ochel by olives and grapes, and then it comes to a liquid emalo, I would have said it doesn't make a difference if it starts oozing from before Shabbos. Kamash molan, we're still makel there. Period. Masisan, here it is. We've been waiting for this Mishnah. All right, why is this Mishnah here? It's not in the third parak. But Hashem, I hope the Dafiin share this week will be about this topic. Bishol achar bishol. Here's the Mishnah. Kol shabab acharon me'erev Shabbos. Anything that was basically cooked before Shabbos. Shorun asob acharon me'Shabbos. You're allowed to recook it on Shabbos. Shorun asob acharon me'Shabbos. Is that only by Yavesh? Is it also by Lach? Right, major machlokas. Hashem will talk about it. V'kol shelo bab acharon me'erev Shabbos. Medichon asob acharon me'Shabbos. And anything that was not cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to sprinkle hot water on it on Shabbos, because that really doesn't do anything. Chutz v'nam aliyach hayashon v'kol yisur espanin. Except for these type of salty fish, because these are what's called kale bishul. They cook very easily. Shahadachasan zui gemar malachtan. This hadacha is their gemar malacha. This is their bishul, and therefore you can't even sprinkle it. Right? This is the rule. Vein bishul achar bishul. But for kale bishul, if they weren't cooked before Shabbos, one has to be extremely careful. Remember also the machlokas Rishonim we had between the Rambam and the Rashba. Where is bishul daraisa? The Rashba says once something is cooked machol ben jusai, there's no more bishul daraisa. That's it. The Rambam says no, all the way, and we're machra like the Rambam, up until Mavushal Kol Tzarcho, we still hold that it's shakti to be Bishol Daraisa. After that, Mitztamik V'yafilo, that's already Durabanan. But up until Mavushal Kol Tzarcho is D'oraisa. So Kagon Mai, what would you soak before Shabbos, and then soak again on Shabbos? Amar, if it's already cooked, Amar Efsavrigo and Tarnagolta D'Rabbi Abba. The chicken of known as the chicken of Rabbi Abba, they used to soak it again and again because they would use it for refua. The Amar of Safra, Zimnachad the Iklis Lahasa. One time I visited, Rav Safra says, I visited Rabbi Abba, V'ochlan mine, and I ate some of it. V'lo Rabbi Abba, to Ashken Chamer, Bartlasa Tarfi, if he wouldn't have given me to drink, it was such a disgusting taste. If he wouldn't have given me some wine to drink right away, Istasi, I would have died. I would have gotten totally sick. It was so disgusting. Reb Yochanan Raig Mikutach Tabavli. Reb Yochanan, when he used to think of the Babylonian Kutach he used to eat, he used to spit, because even just the memory of how bad it tasted, you know, made him spit. Amar Reb Yosef, Reb Yosef didn't want to be outdone. Reb Yosef from Bavel. Valera Ganan, we taught a gold to Rabbi Abba. Oh yeah, you spit from the Kutach Tabavli. We spit from Rabbi Abba's chicken, right? You say Babylonian food is bad, I say Eretz Yisrael food is bad. Right, for Od Amr and Od, and also Amr of Gaza. Zimnachadik Laslahasam. One time we went to Eretz Yisrael. Va'ad is Kutach Tabavli, and they made Kutach Tabavli. Shili Mine called Brichim Arba, and all the people who were sick wanted some. So you see, it's not so bad. You see, some of them wanted it. Period. Good. Just two more minutes. Koshelo Baba Chamein Vechulu. Hidiach Mai. So by Kale Bishol, if you cooked it, so what's the din? Amr of Yosef Hidiach Chayev Chatas. That's an Issa Daraisa. Kali Bishol, even just sprinkling it, are aser. Amar Marbrei de Ravina, Fanana Mitanina, Chutz Vimalei Chayashin V'Kolei. So it's punished. Ata Chasid Zuikim Ramalachton Shma Mina, because that lashon sounds like it's Daraisa. Yosef Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Yos Asi Kamid Rabbi Yochanan. They were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Yosef Rabbi Yochanan come an am name. Rabbi Yochanan was dozing. He was dozing, but he was listening with one ear. Amar Le Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Asi. Mevenei Ma Ofo Shem Bavel Shmeinim. Why the birds of Bavel fat? What are you talking about? I could show you fatter ones in Eretz Yisrael. Go to Midbar Aza. Okay? That's the first conversation. Next. Why are the holidays in Bavel so happy? Because they're poor the whole week. They have nothing to be happy about. So they save their simcha for the one day of the week. Shabbos. Right? They don't have a Sunday. Right? It's all Shabbos. The focus is on Shabbos. Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with a discussion of Nesias Kapayim and Chutz La'aretz, right? Based on this line of the Gemara. Mevnei Ma Tamid Chachamim Shebabavel Mitzuyanim. Why the Tamid Chachamim have to wear such nice clothes? L'vishena B'nei Torah. Rashi says because the rest of the Yam is not B'nei Torah, they're not going to be B'chabid them. They don't appreciate Tamid Chachamim. That's why they have to dress properly. So at least they'll give them covet for that reason, because they look like nobility. Mevnei Ma Ovdei Chachamim Mizuhamim. Why are Ovdei Chachamim Mizuhamim, a certain type of spiritual impurity? As we had earlier in the Masechta. They eat shkatzim v'ramasim. They eat non-kosher items that make their bodies full of spiritual impurity. And right when they said these three statements, Itabu Rabbi Yochanan was like, oh, what? Amar lo, dardiki. He says, children, I've quoted you the pasuk in Mishlei before, and I've taught you the drasha. If you have something clear to say, like your sister is asur to you, then say it. And if not, don't say it. Which one didn't you like? Which one didn't you like? So again, we'll have to see. We'll stop right here before Rabbi Yochanan's response. You know, which one didn't they like? What didn't he like? And B'nai Hashem, again, we'll start with a discussion about Nesias Kalayim Chutz La'aretz. Some amazing opinions about explaining the Ramah about why we don't duchen in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Sternbach has a beautiful idea about it, and B'nai Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow. Okay, we will stop here. B'nai Hashem, I hope tentatively Daf Bein Shir tonight on Bishul Achar Bishul. Again, after Ma'ariv tonight.